And Lauren Brownlow, she's on the Easter Automotive Group Hotline. Brownlow, what up?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, just hang. I'm actually in a nostalgia fest because I have not gotten over the fact that the iPod is officially done with Apple.
I didn't know it was still being made.
That actually is the first reaction that most people have when they find out that Apple has officially discontinued the iPod, and last week they sold out of their last iPod Touch, which essentially was a dumbed down iPhone anyway.
I think most people now, if they essentially want an iPod, all you got to do is just get an iPhone that's old,
pretty much,
and put it
yes.
in airplane mode.
It's pretty much what
take
it
the
is.
SIM card out. There yeah. you go, you've got an iPod.
Yeah, but it's not the same, Lauren. I mean, you had to like you had manicured playlists on your old iTunes, didn't you?
I did, but I got to tell you, I never liked the iPod itself back in those days.
Were you more of a Zune person?
I was literally a Zune person. Well, it had like the most gigs on it. You could put like 60 gigs of music on there.
You legitimately had a Zune?
I had whatever. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what it's called. I did have, it was called a Zen. That's what
that was Creative Labs. Yeah, that was their
Creative. Yes, yeah. yes. I had one of those and I had like 60 gigs of music on it. And I would just put it on shuffle. It barely worked.
See, now I couldn't just do shuffle. I had to have these curated playlists. I'm still like that now, but I was very serious about my iPod back in the day. RIP iPod. Admit my feels about that. Are you in your feels over the fact that the Carolina Panthers can continue to be in headlines that make you angry?
God.
Yeah. So this. All right. So real quick context before I want you to talk about this.
Uh-huh.
Sean Payton, I think, jokingly tweets out. Not Sean Payton. Drew Brees, former quarterback for the Saints. I think.
Dog, you scared me.
I think he jokingly tweeted out that, like, I don't know. I might come back and play. I might do pickleball. I might do X. You know, he's just coming up with
pickleball's the hotness right now.
It really is the hotness. It really is. And this is being treated as though could Drew Brees come back? And here's Jeremy Fowler. I thought that this was a non-starter, but I'm seeing our friends in Charlotte Sports Talk Radio bring up the fact that, hey, what if Drew Brees wants to come back? He hasn't thrown a ball in 18 months, but hey, what if he wants to come back? What if Sean Payton comes with him? Here's ESPN's Jeremy Fowler actually giving some credence to this, and I'm mad.
That arm looked shot. He had some shoulder issues late in his career with the Saints, 2020. Couldn't really deliver the ball downfield. Now we're talking, 16, 18 months later, he's going to be able to come back and do that. I'm just not so sure. I know he's Drew Brees. I know some teams are desperate, like the Carolina Panthers. Some others need a quarterback. But I'm just not hearing any buzz league-wide that something would actually happen.
Panthers aren't
well, that's
that,
good, at least.
The Panthers
thank
aren't
the Lord
that
for
desperate,
small blessings.
Right? They're not that desperate for somebody like that, right?
Can you? Okay. Let me ask you this objectively. Mm-hmm. You know players that I like and dislike. Coaches that I like and dislike. You know that, right?
Yes.
When you read this headline, did you not? Was there not a part of you that thought, wow, every time I tell Lauren she's ridiculous for saying the Panthers are trying to upset her on purpose, I see another headline like this. Did you say that to yourself at all? Because you should have. Because are you kidding me?
I have. I actually have. I have thought that. Because I thought,
like, you can't make this up. Next thing you know, they're going to be like signing Tom Brady or retiring his jersey in a Panther. Well, I mean, they're not going to. You know what I mean? Like, that's next for me. Like, that's the only way it can get worse.
Drew Brees' last three playoff losses, by the way, since turning 40.
Yeah.
4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's averaged less than 200 yards in those 3 losses. The 3 losses were to the Goffstrich, Kirk Cousins, and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You're basically signing the quarterbacks that you have, but that one that won't turn it over.
Yeah, he does not turn the ball over in the regular season in his 40s.
Correct.
But in the postseason, when he's forced to actually do things.
Oh, believe me, I remember the interception. Yeah, I remember. Very good no call there. Very good no call. But yeah, no, it's like that's the team I hate the most. And I don't like him. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, the Panthers are going to sign him. I'm like, you're freaking kidding me. Next thing you know, they're going to be courting Urban Meyer. Like, that's the only way this could get worse for me. that would be more furious.
Wow. Yeah.
This recent spate of headlines.
No.
I'm just like, can you stop?
No. The real thing that would bother you is that John Fox might make a return to the
she would take
much.
John Fox over Urban Meyer.
Oh God, yes.
You would take John
Fox
at this point?
Yeah. All right.
John Fox is just like boring competent, but boring nonetheless.
You know what? I should know you better than that because you actually wouldn't mind, you know, a pile of dust and punting to win under John Fox.
Well, okay. Let's not. He was too conservative.
Way too conservative.
Way too conservative. So I didn't like that. But you know what? And at least I know who John Fox is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't have to guess what John Fox is going to do in most situations because it's always going to be erring on that side. Whereas with like this guy, I never know what he's going to do. It's a real grab bag.
Yeah,
you're just is he okay?
We never know. We never know. I actually did a radio hit, and Lauren Brownlow is joining us here on the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovius. I did a radio hit with Kyle Bailey in Charlotte for WFNZ. And you want to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes, but for some reason he decided to ask, like, hey, you know, what's the read in your area about what the Panthers did at the draft? And I told him what we've talked about. Like, the draft, it seems as though they did the right things at the draft. They had somebody in Ike Ekwonu at a position of need, and it fell to him, and they did it. They didn't do anything dumb. The only thing that you could say that was a little bit of a reach was the Matt Corral pick. Not that they picked Matt Corral, it was that they moved up.
Trade up, yeah.
To get Matt Corral. Well, they didn't necessarily need to do that. But I said, to me, the issue isn't necessarily with some of the personnel that Scott Fitterer might add to the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
It's the
personnel
head coach.
And the drafts I have mostly been fine with, except the quarterbacks. That's about it.
It's the coach. That's,
and the quarterbacks.
That's the reason why I'm not really confident about the Panthers this upcoming season. And we all know where this is
for
going
me, it's
if we're
the
talking
coach
about
and the
eyeing
owner.
Sean Payton.
To me, it's the coach and the owner, right? Like, yes, it's the coach, but then, like, how do things like this get out, right? It could be because of somebody not named David Tepper. Mm-hmm. It also could be David Tepper. You know, it seems like a lot more stories have been getting out than in recent, like in the past, you know, like certainly with Jerry Richardson, he was very tight-lipped. Not a whole lot got out.
Sure.
And way more is getting out now. And either Tepper's staff is kind of loose-lipped or he doesn't mind putting these things out there strategically.
Yeah, I think
thinking
he doesn't
it
mind.
Strategically.
I don't think he does. I think he likes being in the...
He likes attention.
He likes the attention the same way that Jerry Jones likes being the center of attention. Billionaire
guys. And
he wants
people to think he's smart.
Yep.
And, you know, I hope that... you know what? I hope he's successful one day because it means that the team will be, but I just fear that he will not be.
Lauren Brownlow, WRLSportsFan.com. All right, we'll talk to you Thursday.
All right.
Yeah, Julio's got some things he's going to say. It's up to the listeners to call him out on any potential BS. We got Mackenzie in Zebulon. Mackenzie, what's up, man?
What's up, OG? What's going on, guys?
You know anybody who's moved from New York living in Zebulon?
Yeah, half the town.
Yeah, see, Rangers fans won't have any problems getting tickets, man. All right, we got David. David in Raleigh. David, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
You got any New Yorkers living in your neighborhood?
Not that I'm aware.
Oh, okay. That's a bit of a surprise.
Well, live out in Knightdale. So
oh, okay. Oh, come on. There's clearly New Yorkers in Knightdale, man. We know what's up with that. All right. So Giglio, who's from Garner, who lives in Garner, he's from New Jersey. So, I mean, everywhere. Transplants everywhere. All right. So Giglio's going to say something. If you think what he said is true, stay quiet. No big deal. If you think what he said is false, say your name, and Nora is going to do the rest.
You're full of Giglio.
If you're right, you win a pair of tickets to go see Machine Gun Kelly coming to PNC Arena Wednesday, June 22nd. If he duped you, it goes to the other guy. Let's play.
All right, let's mix up some leagues here. The Boston Celtics are going for an NBA championship. The New York Rangers are going for a Stanley Cup championship. The Boston Celtics have won their league championship more times than the New York Rangers.
Mackenzie. No,
you're full of shit, Giglio.
Backwards. Crap.
I'll keep you in the game.
Wait. Oh, okay. Mackenzie. Okay.
He self-corrected.
You self-correct. All right.
He self-corrected.
You hit the eject. You hit the eject button in time. You're good.
David will allow that, right,
back,
David?
Yeah, I was thinking back the other way. Some reason.
David, you're okay with that?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Yes, the Celtics have 17 NBA titles. The Rangers have 4. NHL titles, despite being an original six franchise. Interesting. The Boston Celtics have more championships, league championships, than the New York Yankees.
David.
David, yes, that would be an excellent time for Nora. As I said, the Celtics have 17 NBA titles. The Yankees have won the World Series 27 times. Congratulations, David. You are today's big winner. Appreciate both of you guys for listening and participating in your full of it. Jillio.